Eric, good morning. Thank you so much for hanging in there. There's so much developing minute by minute this morning. It's incredible. How are you this morning?
I'm great. What a day and what a time to be alive. Thanks having me on, Dawn.
Absolutely. So Eric, of course, returning with us, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs at the Commonwealth Foundation. And you write, as you write, why Kamala Harris may ignore Josh Shapiro. So I guess you're a vice president. You know, we got Kamala the Veep. We've got the other Veep candidate, J.D. Vance, in South Philadelphia tomorrow. So how appropriate. So why do you think that she may pass on Josh Shapiro?
Well, and as I see the news, she was doing final interviews over the weekend. So I know the location of the kickoff in Philadelphia tomorrow fed a lot of the hype about Shapiro, as did the Sherrill Parker video. But I think those might just be a matter of picking a location before picking a Veep and an overeager intern tweeting out a video without knowledge of what's really going on. I think when you look at the news that's unfolding, Shapiro's getting more and more scrutiny and getting attacked from all sides. Mm-hmm. This was a governor who, when he came into office, said he was going to be the great uniter. He had a mandate to bring people together. Now his office is issuing statements saying he's the subject of bad faith attacks from all sides. What happened? And I think if, you know, as I'm sure the Harris team is, when you take a close look at Shapiro's record, he is more hype than substance. And so I think that's a big part of the calculation being vetted right now.
So, you know, when we think about it, you know, first of all, as I will say this, Shapiro will get a pass from the media. I don't see the so-called mainstream media. I don't see them giving him the kind of scrutiny and hatred, if you will, vitriol that they're giving J.D. Vance. And so they know that going, they know that, right? They know that going in, that Rachel Maddow and Mika and Joe and even the so-called mainstream media, they are going to give a lot of love to Josh Shapiro, who comes across as this, I mean, I'll give the counterpoint to you, you know, who comes across as this really clean-cut, golly-gee guy, and he really is live. I've known him for years. So grew up in Abington, Montgomery County, marries his high school sweetheart. They have a beautiful family, faith-based education, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of pluses for him, right, that he is – He's played himself as this middle of the road. Now I'm making you all mad at me for saying all this good stuff, but I'm just trying to do the pros and cons here. That he's somebody who, you know, they would say, well, he's this really good guy and really nice American guy from Pennsylvania, and would he deliver Pennsylvania and so on and so forth. And so what is it about him specifically that you think hurts him?
Well, I think no doubt he is the most talented politician out of the entire field being speculated about under consideration. I don't think there's any disputing that. And he's highly popular in Pennsylvania, so I can see why he's being buzzed about as a leading prospect. But, you know, you also see the news unfolding over the weekend about Fetterman and his team putting a line into Harris to try to torpedo his bid. You've got a statewide Democrat candidate for treasurer tweeting and endorsing somebody else who's now out of contention. But what is it about these people that have been involved in state politics with Josh Shapiro that are of his own party that don't want to see him ascend? He's clearly made some enemies along the way. So I think politics is a performative art. Josh Shapiro, A+. Governing, he's failed. And then there's the aspect of how do you treat people along the way and how does that come back to bite you?
Yeah, and I also think that even, you know, we talked before about the Lifeline scholarships, and I think that, you know, that he, I think for those hardcore individuals who want the teachers union, who do not want Lifeline scholarships, who do not want these kinds of scholarships, they know that in Josh Shapiro's heart, he wants those, and he knows it's the right thing to do. And I think that they question his, I think they question him. Because, I mean, that I will say I know for a fact that crushed him, that he broke that campaign promise. And but that bothers the other side because they want somebody who's a hardcore Democrat, because Democrats, what do? They stand in line and they take the orders and they're never going to think independently. And as far as education, I think they fear that if he got into some power, that he would, in fact, because he's such a strong proponent for education, I think that they fear that he would go rogue on them. And I really think that hurts him.
Yeah, and you definitely see that in the attacks from the left that he's facing right now. But these are unique and unprecedented times in the way that Harris has ascended to the top of the ticket.
Yeah,
she's trying to position herself as a moderate. We see that with her staff now saying she will not support a ban on fracking. And you've got this interesting dichotomy where Shapiro has kind of positioned himself as a moderate, but his record so far reflects that he's governed as a progressive. He's in court right now suing for the right to unilaterally impose an energy tax on Pennsylvanians without a vote by the legislature. So I think it's a really daunting high wire balancing act that Team Harris is working on right now. And I'm sure there's extensive polling, focus grouping that's gone on that's going to help them inform who they decide. And, I'm eagerly awaiting the announcement just from a fan of politics and out of personal interest to see who it is.
But Eric, who do you predict?
I'm going to say Mark Kelly.
Arizona, astronaut.
I put it down to the test of who do you want to sit down and have a beer with? Okay. And here's a guy who's a veteran, former astronaut, border state. He's got a wife who I think will appeal
Gabby.
To those in the suburbs, bringing gun control into the debate.
Yes.
And I think he's somebody that would probably test well in terms of likability in those critical swing states, Pennsylvania chief among them.
Yeah, and I think, the point of J.D. Vance and his military service, and they do want, I think that is a piece of it. They want somebody with a military background in there on the ticket. Listen, Eric, thank you so much. I mean, I always appreciate you're a policy guy. We'll see if you're right. I suspect, you study this stuff so closely, so I can't wait to see as well. It could happen any minute. Because we're hearing
looking
that.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Eric Telford, thank you so much, Commonwealth
Foundation.
Thanks for having
me, Dawn. Always a
thank
pleasure.
You. My pleasure.